Review on 1230 WBZT, the Broward and Palm Beaches talk station hosted by Philip Bell. I'm Michael Wolf. On today's show, we're recording live at JB's on the Beach in Deerfield Beach, a beautiful place. Hey, being green is good, but there's nothing wrong with saving lots of money and helping the environment at the same time. Today, we're featuring the environmentally friendly alternative to heating your pool and spa. God, I wish I knew these people when I had a pool. It's geothermal heat transfer, and it's just a fraction of the cost from Symbiont Service, and the leader and developer of this technology will have President Sandy King.
Well, you know something, we're part of the green revolution. We are part responsible for the conditions of this planet. And there's technologies that come up, and then people say, oh, it's fine, but it's not going to save me money, or it's not the same quality, you know, and so forth. Well, that's not the case, and this is really the case. Being green is being responsible. And there's nothing wrong with saving a lot of money and helping the environment.
I think that's a wonderful combination.
Absolutely. And we have a technology, or let's say it's a technology that is available to us all. And it's called Symbiont. And Symbiont is geothermal heating and cooling even. And primarily it's focused now around swimming pools and spas, which, you know, I've had a heat pump and I was looking at big bills on my pool. And solar does somewhat good.
A pool is like a boat. The happiest days are the day you buy it and the day you get rid of it.
Absolutely. And first of all, we have the president of the company, and she's family as well. And her name is Sandy. Sandy, I'd like to say good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Good to see you.
Very good. Sandy, your interesting story. I mean, I really loved these garage stories. About 30 years ago, Mike, her dad was in the garage.
Yeah.
And he actually developed, I'm making it sound simple, but really he developed this technology of geothermal heating and even cooling.
Mm-hmm.
But what is the story behind the company's name, Symbiont?
Well, the term is from the word symbiosis, or symbiotic relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when two organisms or bodies work together to benefit from each other, kind of a win-win situation.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea behind the name is Symbiont Service Corp. We want to maintain symbiotic relationships, and we help the community, we help our employees, we help the environment, and of course, you always help the customer.
I am absolutely fascinated by the science with this, and I'm curious to know if you adapted it from an existing idea, but not just that, to take advantage of, I guess you're taking advantage of the natural, stable insulation of underground to handle these temperatures for us.
Right. Well, we like to call it low-grade geothermal.
Mm-hmm.
We take the heat that's in the earth and use a mechanical device to move that free heat from the earth to whatever you want to put the heat into.
Wow.
Sometimes you're moving the heat from the pool and back into the earth, but it's just a transfer system with a mechanical device, and the well water or groundwater is a constant temperature.
Right.
So it's just, it's a great source of energy. Like if you're in a room that's 75 degrees, you feel comfortable, but if you're in a body of water that's 75 degrees, you're going to feel cold.
Yeah.
So the water just transfers heat so much better than air. So it's just a great, efficient product to use.
Well, geothermal, when I think of that, I think, as we discussed earlier, Yellowstone, you know, Old Faithful.
Right. Okay, now that's high-grade geothermal.
Uh-huh.
If you have an Old Faithful, you don't need a heat pump because
right.
that's plenty of heat. Mm. And so that's an excellent high-grade form of geothermal. So they've kind of taken that technology of the high-grade geothermal, and in Florida we use what we call low-grade. So the well temperature is constant year-round all throughout the state of Florida. It's the same constant temperature anywhere from 72 degrees in northern Florida to 78 down in Miami, and it never changes. So it's a great heat source. It's a great cooling source.
Right, because that really helps you get a jump on the temperature of the water in the pool, and you spend a lot less money adding heat to that to bring
right.
it up to where
well,
you want.
Well, it's a good source of heat. You're still the pool water keeps going through the heater and gaining heat,
mm-hmm.
and the well water goes through a different heat exchanger, and the heat transfer goes between the heat pump is transferring heat from the source to the sink, which is the pool.
That's brilliant. What a great...
Absolutely.
When are you going to make an air conditioner for my house?
Well, they do. And we do that. It's funny because you say my father's story.
Yeah.
He was an air conditioning contractor first.
Yeah.
So he had his employees working easily 6 months out of the year. But what do you do with them in the winter? and he cares about his employees. It's very important. And so his solution was he came up with a pool heating system. So in the winter, we did pool heating, and then in the summer, we did the air conditioning. But our specialty being geothermal. So you have water for, you can have water-cooled air conditioning, geothermal air conditioning, and also for pools.
Yep.
So it's just super energy efficient.
Now, I have been to the Swimming Pool Hall of Fame.
Swimming Pool Hall of Fame in Fort Lauderdale.
In Fort Lauderdale. And that pool is huge.
There's three of them.
Well, the one that I remember was just huge. About what size are we talking about?
The biggest one is 750,000 gallons, and we put that heating system in 2006.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's yours? That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. The thing is huge. It's actually, I want to encourage our audience to go out there. It's really a great time and good destination.
It's a great facility. They have a competition pool, a training pool, and a dive well.
And what is the savings on something like that from before to after?
Well, in their case, they were pretty proactive. They already had geothermal back in the early 70s, and the equipment and the manufacturer wasn't available anymore, and so we came in and changed it out with Symbians.
Okay.
So the savings is huge if they have gas. So if they're heating with LP gas, it could be 70 to 90% savings.
Wow.
If they're heating with natural gas, it's 55 to 75% savings.
You got to get me some more of those cards, because you had on there the savings from where they were to where they are, and that's phenomenal.
Yep.
But 90%, wow.
Yes. Depending on what they're paying for the gas, for their rate for gas. And we all know gas prices are going up. So that's
and inevitable. Electricity.
Right, but it's not at the same rate. It's not exponential like the gas. Mm. So,
well, why is it considered a green product?
Well, it's a lower carbon footprint because we're not generating heat.
Mm-hmm.
We're transferring heat. So we're using a mechanical device to move the heat from one place to another, but we're not generating heat. So like gas heaters, anywhere from 60 to 80% efficient.
Right.
Well, a heat pump is 500% efficient. Because of the transferring of the heat as opposed to generating heat.
Right, right. And that's a huge, what appeals to me is my science geek brain says it's so brilliant to take advantage of that consistent underground, like a natural wine cellar that stays at 55 degrees all year. You take advantage of the natural underground temperature to store that heat and exchange it with the heat water. And the other thing is the water that you're storing never mixes with the water of the pool.
Never.
All
right.
It does is it handles the heat for you. Which
And we don't change the chemistry of the water. Mm-hmm. All we're doing is borrowing the heat. Mm-hmm. And we're not consuming the water, so we're not wasting it. So we pull the permits environmentally. There's no harm to the environment. It's just transferring that free heat from one place to another.
You just showed me a picture
of
those three
pools. That's the Fort Lauderdale Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying it's huge.
And they're getting ready to do a major remodel of that pool, and they'll be putting back geothermal into the heating system. And
what a brilliant! Now, why didn't I hear of this before today?
Well, that's just it. I never would think geothermal for Florida.
I had no idea.
Well, I mean, we've been doing this since 1983, where the first Symbiant was designed in 1983.
Right.
And we're trying to cover the state of Florida. We're all over the place trying to get the word out. It just depends on if you're looking for it.
Right. The thing is, when my ex-wife and I bought our last house in Boca, we had to redo the stupid pool, and of course the old pool heater there was worthless. And we had it changed over. And, I mean, my God, just the money to do that, to get the pool heating system in, and then to maintain the pool. And she liked the water at 90 degrees, so we had some classic electric bills. If I had known about you guys, I would have hired you in the blink of an eye.
Well, it does have a high initial cost,
but
usually the payback is 3 to 5 years. So
I'll take it.
Yeah.
You bet.
Yes.
That's a great sell feature.
Oh, absolutely.
Too. You want to put your house on the market, get it off quick, add one of these for real.
Well, see, that's the thing. I mean, if you could use that as a selling a point when you're selling the house, you can't believe how cheap it is to run this pool here.
That's exactly it.
I said, I'll take it. Okay, where do I sign? Let's close.
That is the case. But your father developed this in the garage, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, he had an air conditioning contracting company.
Right.
But when I was growing up, he had we had a pool.
Right.
And he was testing all kinds of things. He had solar on the side of our yard, and he had an air source heat pump that he designed that was like a, we called it a big ice machine. It's just water poured off of this thing. And he tried solar. He tried the air source heat pump. He didn't try gas because that's been around forever, and
sure,
we just know that just you burn gas and it costs money to run. And but then he also came up with a water source. So he was drilling his own little wells, you know, 2-inch wells in the yard, and trying to just short point wells,
right,
shallow
right.
point wells.
But now, did what we were talking about, John, about reading everything in your field? Did he derive this from an idea that he saw, or is this something he came up with on his own?
The original air conditioners were water source.
Right.
You know, that, so it's not, it's just how he took the components that were available and made them put it together into
that's
one
the genius.
System.
That's where genius comes from.
Yeah, he's a very smart man. And he did all the calculations and got the right ratios of compressor to coil to have the good efficient components and, make it the right product for what he needed.
Well, he's a smart man because he hired you as the president. You're very dynamic, and you're very passionate about what you do, and you're even an educator. You go out and you educate. And but the technology itself, does it actually cool down a pool too?
Absolutely. Actually, on competition pools, if it's too hot or if it's too cold, the records don't count. So they're very particular about the temperature of the pool. And the Fort Lauderdale Hall of Fame pool, we cool that pool in the
right.
summer. So cooling is, you just reverse the refrigerant in the heat pump, and you can cool the pool.
Well, I remember watching Mark Spitz and watching, what's his name, Phillips, and watching just them fly through the water, which was incredible as well. But pools, you can swing a cat and hit a pool here, but for this to really work, I mean, the typical standard pool down here is about 15 by 30, according to my research.
That's a residential.
Residential, right. Correct. Is this geared for residential, or is it more for a commercial application, or is it both?
It can be both. The beauty of this is that you just need a water source.
Okay.
So if you're on if you have a cooling tower in a condominium, you might not have to drill wells. You might be able to use the cooling tower.
Oh, wow.
If you're on a freshwater lake,
uh-huh.
a lot of residential homes down here are on freshwater lakes.
Oh, you bet.
So you can actually use the water out of the lake and not drill a well. Then it's totally cost-effective and a great application for a residential pool.
That is absolutely phenomenal. But typically for those commercial applications, an example will be, and they're coming on again, Yacht Masters that, by the way, there's 90,000 jobs because of the yacht business. But they just taken over a Bally's 40,000 square feet for their school. They're revamping it, and it has a pool in there.
Okay.
And so I don't know the size of the pool or anything like that. But they're interested in what you have to offer as well.
Right.
They're taking it over, and they want to save money, and I will hook you up. But the point is typically, what is the cost of a system? Is there an average cost? How's it actually broken down? Is it like a 100 by 100 square foot pool, or?
Right. Well, we come out and we do a survey. Just a rule of thumb is for the. It'd be like 50 cents for a gallon, each gallon of water, up to $2 for each gallon of water, and it would be your initial cost, which that's just a basic rule of thumb to kind of get an idea.
Okay.
But the larger the pool, the lower that cost.
Really?
Because you're spreading the cost of the well mm-hmm. out across, because yeah. you have to have two wells. You have the supply well and the discharge well. So you're spreading the cost of those wells out amongst this larger pool. So that helps bring the cost down. So we come out and we survey the pool and we see, you know, where can we put wells? Where's the electric? What do we need for power to get out to the equipment? And so the initial cost varies depending on every application. The other thing is, well, how big is the pool? Well, is there a lot of wind? What temperature do you want? How shallow is it? The more shallow the pool, the more heat you need because all your heat loss takes place at the surface of the pool. So deeper pools use less BTUs to heat the pool, require less BTUs.
Well,
so it really does depend on each application. So we like to come out and take a look.
Well, whether you believe in global warming or not, it gets hot here in the summers.
Yes,
and let me tell you, as a pool owner, there's nothing more, not to beat up anything, but in all reality, when you jump into a hot pool, it's not refreshing.
Right. No, especially in the summer.
Exactly, and that's what we're coming up to is the summer months. And for condos, you know, condos typically have, you know, those with large clubhouses have nice sized pools. And the savings is phenomenal. 90 cents out of every dollar.
Mm-hmm. For if they're heating with LP gas.
Yeah. Well, a lot of them do.
Well, let me bring some.
Go ahead.
They showed me the brochure.
Right.
And I'm looking at a page of all these condos and hotels. I'm going, wow, that's impressive. There's like 200 there.
Yep.
Then I look at the next page. I go, oh, wow, there's like 300 more there. Then the next page. Oh, wow, there's like 300 more there. Then the next page.
We're over
1,000. You guys get around. That's impressive. Yeah. And I'm looking at the names, and that's amazing. You handle city governments and things like that, mm-hmm. City government pools.
YMCA's.
You're everywhere. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You know, track record is what you really look for, and I must say I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Well, you know something? Last week we had the mayor of West Palm Beach on. We're also going to be having Barbara Sharif. She's coming back on as well. I'll make sure they have this information and pass it along. Because they waste their tax money. I love them, but it's not their fault. Things do get out of control from time to time. But talk about money from the standpoint of life expectancy of the equipment. It's one thing to put an investment in, but what can I get out of it? I mean, what's longevity?
Well, it is a mechanical device, so we do always recommend maintenance, like you maintenance your car or you maintenance an air conditioner. But the serviceable life for the Symbient geothermal heat pump is 20 years. But that is if you do the proper maintenance on it.
Right.
So, you know, so you got a 20-year life expectancy for the Symbient, and then, you know, depending on where you're located, if it's on the coast, you might only get 6 years out of a gas heater. And
right.
So you're constantly
replacing that. I know. As soon
that.
As you said that, I went, three? Okay, all right.
And
we got to wrap this up quickly.
Three.
I know. You want to touch on the education, but my question is, as long as we're talking about maintenance, can your standard dumbbell pool guy, does he have to do anything different?
Well, no, we as licensed air conditioning contractors, we want to do the maintenance.
Okay.
Because it's
no,
like
I mean the normal monthly maintenance that they do.
Oh no,
weekly.
They clean their pool. It just there's indicators, and you know if it's running or not. And
right. And then you take care.
We
of the
take
system.
Care of the routine
Makes
maintenance.
Makes perfect
on the
sense.
Unit.
Mm-hmm. You got like 2 minutes. Do you offer classes on this or?
Yeah, we got state approved for with the a lot of condominium managers have to have continuing education credits. And so we went through became a provider of a course through the state for a 2-hour course and a 1-hour course for choosing the right swimming pool heating system and is the 2-hour course and then swimming pool heating methods is a 1-hour course. So Holly Howarth, my new business development rep, she goes around and sets up all these classes, and I just show up and teach them. She does all the work. She sets everything up, and we teach this. So.
I love that. But it reminds me, when I used to go up to upstate New York to visit my father's relatives, there'd be ice on the pool cover. I had to laugh when I saw that.
Well, that's just it. You operate all throughout Florida. Mm-hmm. For those that are listening on iHeart nationally, just give them a call. Do you work nationally right now?
Well, we can ship it, but we only install in the state of Florida.
Yeah, only install in the state of Florida.
Yes.
And the best contact number for you is what?
Well, you might just go to our website,
geothermalflorida.com.
Mm-hmm. That'd be the easiest, and there's easy ways to contact us through there. There's emails and contact us section.
Excellent. Or you could just Google a Symbient.
Symbient service.
Absolutely. And that's Symbiont.
Yes.
And before we go, the equipment itself really takes a small footprint. It's not like you have to have a huge acre or anything along those lines.
Oh, yeah, like solar.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yes.
Very cool. This is brilliant. Good job. Listen, thank you again, Sam.
Thank you.
Yeah.